if you're listening to this, just know that you are loved, and you can bring healing into your environment, whether or not you have 10 children, no children, a husband, whatever your environment is.
Yeah.
You deserve to bring some healing into your
Amen.
Into your area. Into
we
your
all deserve that. Firm.
Yes.
Hey y'all, welcome to Chat with Coach Amy, where every conversation is a step towards a happier and healthier you. I'm your host, Coach Amy Gaskin, certified in life coaching, health coaching, and the Trim Healthy Lifestyle. In each episode, we'll jump into real stories of transformation, health tips that actually work, and the little joys of life that keep us all going. Whether you're on your couch, on a run, or stuck in traffic, I'm here for you each week to bring a sprinkle of sunshine and a boost of energy to your day. It's time to get inspired, get moving, and time for me to get chatting. Let's jump into today's episode, y'all. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Chat with Coach Amy. Today, I'm with a friend of mine, Rachel. So glad that you're here. She is with The Healing Home. Is that right?
Yes.
Yay. I am coming down here flying by the seat of my pants because, you know, Saturday mornings, but shout out to you for agreeing to do this on a Saturday morning. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for making it work since.
Yes. Oh, you're welcome. You're so welcome. All right, Rachel. Also, I've been scared to death that I was going to call you Rochelle today because of the way that your name is spelled. It just says Rochelle to me. My sister-in-law's name is Rochelle. And so I see it's not spelled like yours. But anyhow, I said it right. It's Rachel.
Well, everyone's pronounced it a million different ways. I've been Rochelle, Raquel, and then my last
name,
a whole nother thing where people are like, Boomsta? Boomsta?
Yeah, the last name. No. I was just talking to my Blooms. We have I have a share cast on Marco Polo. And I was like, her name's Rachel, but I'm not even going to try to say her last name.
It's Boomsta.
Boomsta. Well, that's exactly what it looks like.
People have, oh my goodness. All sorts of different spellings.
That's funny. People spell my name funny. Amy, it's just A-M-Y, just plain old Jane, you know, but I get all kinds of spellings. And, you know, people I see, like followers and clients named Amy, they have the different spellings, and that's so cool. But I'm like, I'm just plain old A-M-Y. Easy peasy. Well, tell us about yourself, girlfriend.
Well, I'm Rachel. I have the blog healinghome.co and healinghomerecipes.co. We live in the Midwest, Minnesota, to be exact, on 40 acres. I have my husband, Danny. He's older than me by quite a few years, so that always sometimes makes people giggle. And we have, I keep wanting to say three because it's been three boys for so long, but we just had our fourth boy. So we have
four boys,
six and under. It was almost five and under. I was kind of hoping that it would be five and under so I could say I have four boys, five and under, because that sounds ridiculous. But now it's, he came a little bit later than he was supposed to. And so it's four boys, six and under.
Do you mind telling us their first names?
No, of course not. We have Wyatt, who is our six-year-old, and West, our four-year-old. And
Vesta, with a T.
With a T, direction.
Okay.
With a direction, yes. And Wilder, who is one, and he lives up to his name in every way. When he was supposed to be Waylon, and I kept telling my husband, I was like, no, I think his name is Wilder. And he was just awful in my belly, just constantly doing somersaults. And, and Dan really wanted to name him Waylon. And it was like the last month where I was like, no, this is a Wilder. I know it in the pit of my stomach. He is Wilder. Oh, and so we changed his name to Wilder. And then we have Waylon now, who fits that name very well. And he is.
He got it anyway. I love it.
I don't even know how old he is. 6 weeks, I think now.
I love it.
Fourth. I don't know.
We met doing Tipsmiths, I believe, with a little coaching group that we did for a while. And you are a busy, busy woman. And you still amaze me. Like, I mean, I don't talk to you all the time or anything like that, but I see you on Facebook and I just feel like I know everything you're doing. And it's just the most cool things that you do. Like, you're just, You're like Ma, Little House on the Prairie, and also extremely techie. And it's just like she's all the things. So there's that. It's just so cool. I just
I would very much like to be Ma Ingalls when I grow up, but I
yeah.
don't think that's gonna happen anytime soon.
You're living the dream though. You really are. And I just some of your posts, I think they've just been coming across my news feed more regularly. Thank you, algorithms. But like your scriptures and your I don't know, they just really have blessed me. And I'm like, needs to be on the podcast so she can tell other people about this and that they can see and they can be blessed too. Like that's what I wanted. 'Cause she, I don't remember what you said, but you're like, what? And I'm like, no, you gotta be on it.
Well, praise God. I hope that Jesus comes through everything that, I mean, I know you're the same way. You want Jesus to come through everything that you do online, and hopefully that is the case with my Healing Home stuff, is that ultimately it's Jesus coming through.
So, why did you start Healing Home?
Well, it's a fun question. So, Healing Home began back in 2018 on a back country road as I was pushing our first child, and there was cows mooing, and it was very picturesque, and it's just burned in my mind. Those defining moments of our lives that are burned in our mind, you can even smell it. And I was listening to the Trim Healthy Mama podcast. It was episode 66. So this is like, I don't even, I think we're
Long
on
time
like,
ago,
yeah, they're on like
four or five years ago.
400 or 500 episodes now. So this is way back when. And it was the episode, it was titled something, you have a new title, your name is Healer. And it's just, the whole episode just spoke to me in such a deep way that it was what I knew I wanted to create, something based around this concept of having this healing home. And what you can go back and listen to it if you want to. It's episode 66. And so I'll try to summarize it. But this is really Serene and Pearl who inspired me way back then. It was Serene who opened her Bible and she read Luke 12:42. And I'll read it now. It says, "And the Lord said, who then is faithful and a wise manager, whom his master will set over his household to give them their portion of food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes." And that word household in the Greek is therapeua, and it's the word that therapeutic comes from. And what's so unique about this word is that it's only used a couple other times in scripture, and every single time it's used, besides this one point in Luke 12:42, is it's referencing Jesus's healing to all those who need healing. And so you end up kind of extrapolating a little loosely here, I think. But basically, what that in Luke 12:42, that word household is a healing place or a place of healing. And that it just unraveled to me. I was like, our homes, based on this tiny little passage, are supposed to be homes of healing or places of healing, both, mind, body, and soul, because that's what Jesus healed, right? Is mind, body, and soul. And so our homes are supposed to be this healing place or healing homes. And Sally Clarkson, she calls it a life-giving home. It's the same type of concept. There's other people that call, mothers the keeper of the home. All of those are basically saying the same thing. It's just that this idea of a healing environment spoke to me so deeply. And I set off wanting to figure out how to create this healing atmosphere in our home, even with our everything from our words should speak healing over our family to the environment. Something as simple as lighting a candle to make the space healing and inviting, and even, more complicated, like opening our fridge. Is our fridge a healing space, or is it a place that is, destroying our bodies? Like all of these places and all of these facets of the home can tie into creating this healing home and this healing environment. And I think it's such a key thing, because the home is under attack. Like everywhere that we look,
For
the
sure.
home is under attack. Everything from our children's education, regardless of what your model of education is, even if you're, taking a really conservative standpoint and homeschooling your kids. Well, even homeschooling has some toxic elements to it. So there's every part of the home, from education to divorces to, everything is under attack because the home is the place that houses eternal souls. And so we have this environment where these eternal souls are being fought for. And so we as mamas get to be, or as just homemakers, you don't have to be a mama to have this title of healer, but our home is where these eternal souls are. So this is like, this is a matter of a war where we're warring for the souls of those who are in our home, whether it's just you and your husband, just you, because you're an eternal soul. If you're just a single lady out there, or if you're a mom with a whole bunch of kids. And it's funny because so many of the people in the homes want to get away from the homes. Kids, we think back to our childhood, and a lot of times we tried to run away from home, run away from that place that should be healing. Or moms, it's sometimes as simple as running away from home because there's so much, you know, stimuli in the home. And we're like, we just got to get away and go on a Target run.
Yeah.
Well, we're running away from the place that should be healing. Dads, they want to run, they get home and they immediately want to maybe run away and go play golf, or run away and go hunting with the buddies, whatever the case may be. We're trying to get away sometimes from this place that should be a healing place and a place where we come and we rejuvenate. And it's a healing place. So that's the long, long, long story of kind
and
of my
that was
heart
so early in your motherhood.
It was, yes. And so I do really attribute it to that podcast, and then
that's
just
amazing,
letting it spiral from there.
Yeah, I have a similar story with the podcast, the potty. And their sister, Evangeline, who I've gotten to meet a couple of times. She's Rashida's mom.
Yeah.
And hers, I believe it was a two-part. And at this moment in time, I cannot give you specifics like you just did. But I just remember that moment of just kind of like falling back in love with my motherhood. My story of motherhood has been very treacherous. That's a good word. We just had so many ups and downs, so many intense moments. I mean, I have a 19-year-old now. I mean, there's just been so much that's happened with the adoptions, with my help, with one of my girls' help. And she just really helped me put things back into place and see the joy of motherhood again, because I had really lost that. And then, you know, moving on to my business, Danny's podcast with What If You Could. I mean, many of you know that story with me, but that's amazing how that is. And I know of other people who that potty has touched in such a deep way. You know, these days people are yanging about them with their their squirrels and stuff, but man, it's some good stuff. There still is good gems. And of course, they're giving their time freely, which is so sweet. Well, I'm so proud of you for doing that. And, you know, I'm a person like you where if something is blessing me, I got to tell everybody. Y'all all have to know.
Yes.
You know? And I think that's what you do. That's what you do. So what would you say, like, lately, even with having your newest little baby, what challenges have you had to overcome to keep that? I'm loving this, like this therapeutic mindset. Because it's hard with a newborn and you're tired and everybody needs you all the time, and it's all everything's on fire, you know, and you are the extinguisher. It's heavy. It's so heavy.
Yes. But it is joyful. It's those heavy moments that I'll go two places with this, because this is a great question. There's a book called Redeeming Childbirth. Meadow, Pearl's daughter, recommended it years ago. And it was another one of those things that just is a defining book in my mind. And the author in that book, I recommend it to any pregnant lady out there. Get that book. It's going to revolutionize the way you think of pregnancy. But in it, the author talks about how the curse of Eve, we always think of the curse of Eve, like it's the curse of childbirth. And it's the pain of labor. And we always think of it as the isolated thing, just the isolated trying to get the baby out. But the author talks about how, no, it's all of your motherhood that is the curse. But that curse can also be your biggest blessing. And it's,
Amen.
because Jesus redeems it. So if you believe in the redemption of Jesus, the biggest curse can be your biggest blessing. Yeah. And I just like, I get chills thinking of it because motherhood can be such a, it can be such a taxing thing to go through, but it also can be just one of the most sanctifying things. And if you're being sanctified, you are finding the joy of Christ in your sanctification. But a story, because you kind of were asking for the rubber to meet the road. I actually wrote it down to another question that you had posed, and I think that it actually goes really good here. So I'm gonna go with this story. I am postpartum, so I'm 6 weeks, whatever it is. So my body is definitely not what I would like it to be, but it hasn't been that way for a long time for many reasons. Even though I love Trim Healthy Mama, I'm Trim Healthy forever, but it's just, there's other things happening that, you know, derails our journey, just like, you know, so I'm not loving what I got going on right now, but that's okay. I've learned to be okay with that. But my middle child, so blonde haired, blue eyes, 4-year-old, most precious thing in the world, but very blunt, which you gotta love those blunt children.
Gotta love them.
you gotta love them. They really speak truth into your life. So he came up
right to me. Right when you want it too.
Yeah, right. He came up to me and he gave me this big old hug, and then he took my belly and he squeezed my belly. And, you know, as women, I've talked to so many women about these kind of things, our bellies tend to be a source of insecurity, right? And he squeezed my belly, you know, my postpartum belly. And he said, and I don't think I'll ever forget this. He goes, "Mama, I love your belly. It makes me feel so safe and happy." And then he ran off and he went playing.
Oh my word.
And that was it. That's all he wanted to say. And he ran off. And I just stood there for probably 5 minutes, just letting it soak in, because all I felt was disgust, right? Because, you know, that's icky to me. All I felt was disgust. But something that I was convicted of when I realized that we're just going to have all these boys was that how I speak, my healing words that I speak over these boys, how I talk about myself, is how they are going to, is going to form their ideas of what woman is.
Yeah.
And when he did that and he said, "Your belly makes me so, feel so safe and happy," I went, oh my goodness, all these efforts of me being so careful not to tell them, I hate my body, I hate my belly, I hate my arms, I hate all these things that in my head I'm thinking, right? Because we think things in our head, even if we don't want to. All these things that I've tried so hard, and I know I've failed, because we all fail. I've failed over and over again, but God can still redeem our failures.
Yeah.
And it spoke to me in such this road meet the rubber way, where I went, God was just saying, see, you have made the difference that you want to make. They see what you disdain, they see as beautiful. And isn't that just like Jesus to redeem something that we hate?
100%. 100%.
So that's just one little story of motherhood.
Amazing.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to forget that probably ever.
I won't either. I'll think about it. Every time I see a little boy, probably.
Of course, he's not going to remember it, but I'm going to remember it.
So good. Oh my gosh. They are something. And, you know, I have 3 girls. They're all teenagers now. And I have 2 little boys. And they're all so different. Isn't it amazing how God made them? I remember, you're going to die laughing. So we had Bella. She was a couple of years old. And I found out I was pregnant with Lily. I was so distraught about this. Okay. It was a surprise pregnancy. I was having a lot of health problems in the emergency room with severe pain in an area of my body that had nothing to do with my uterus. And they come tell me that I'm pregnant. And I'm like, excuse me, no, I have a pain. I need you to figure out what's going on here. I can't breathe and all this. And they were like, well, we can't do your imaging because you're pregnant. And I'm like, oh my stars and stripes. So then we had to do something different and la la la. So that was a fun day. But anyway, on through the pregnancy, I was just so distraught. And Wes was like, I do not know how to help you. He had tried and tried and tried. So I went to my pastor, and I finally realized I didn't know
I didn't understand how my two children were going to be different. And I didn't understand how I was going to be able to love another child as much as I loved the one I already knew. And he has 4 to 5 children. And he was like, I promise you that you can do this. And here I am with 5 total now. It is quite comical, to be honest. But, oh gosh, every now and then, do you and your husband just sit back and say, we have 4 kids? Like,
it's
crazy. I mean, even now with, I have a college student, I'm now about to have a high school graduate in a few hours. It is wild. It is wild. And last night, two were missing. They were both spending the night with other people. The oldest one and the youngest one were gone. It was so funny. So we had the middle three. And I just kept going like, where are the, we're missing. We weren't complete. And it's, it's something. It's a very weird feeling. You're constantly checking. And, I met a lady, I've known of her for years, but I met her the other night. She has a set of quints and then they had 2 other single births after that. And she said, girl, the amount of times I've counted to 5 or 7 is insane. And she just graduated her youngest. And so she was like, if you ever need somebody to take your kids to ball practice or you need somebody to go to a doctor's appointment, please just let me know. Cause I'm going to have all the time in the world, you know, like get me back to those little kids. And I feel like, I wanted to bring up with you about rushing motherhood. Because I think that happens a lot. I know that I've been very guilty of that. As my daughter is graduating a year early from high school today, you know, but rushing that, you know, sometimes, and I just wish I can't wait until, you know, I can't wait. And it's just, it's something that I've been very convicted about, you know, in my life. And I wondered if you've experienced that yet.
Absolutely. I actually just wrote a social media post about that for this upcoming week and scheduled it. It's not just rushed motherhood. It's rushing our kids' childhood too.
We do it.
And you know what? Rushness produces anxiety in us. It does.
Yes.
How much more is that producing anxiety in these little ones? It doesn't even matter. It can be your 19-year-old.
Right. That's right.
And it can be your, you know, your 1-year-old, who I actually was thinking of when I wrote this. Their brains are still developing, even if they're 19. They've got a few more years still. Yeah. And how much more does that anxiety affect them when we're rushing? And what are we rushing to, especially for moms? What are we trying to get to when we're 70 years old?
Yeah.
What are we going to do when we're 70 years old? Yeah. We're going to look back and
long
go
for these days.
Yes, man, I wish I would have savored these days more. And I wish I would have slowed down. And I wish I would have been late more. I've actually had to flip that switch in my head, because I before motherhood, I was the one that if you're 5 minutes early, you're on time.
Right.
And if you're on time, you're late.
Yep.
I'm done with that.
You gotta be girlfriend. It's okay.
I'm done. That's a point of growth for me, because now I want to be late more, because most of the time, and that, not that I want to inconvenience other people. That's wrong.
I understand. Yes.
But also it's let the kids tie their shoes and let them sit there and be in wonder of this little person that God gave you as they're trying to tie their shoes, and let them not feel that anxiety of, come on, we're hurt. We're late. Let's get in the car. Come on. Let them just be a kid and try to tie their shoes and sip your coffee and enjoy that moment that God gave you, because he didn't give it to you to rush out the door. He gave it to you to savor. And we can apply that to so many different things in our lives, but it's
that's good.
Yes. It's so applicable to me right now with these little ones that are, I constantly want to rush because they don't want to rush. They don't want to be on time. They got no agenda at all. They just want to play.
Right.
So especially for moms with littles, take some time, be late every once in a while. It's okay.
Yeah. And I feel like that is good for everyone in general, because I shared in my podcast last week that this is the only life that I get. This is it.
Yes. Yes.
And many people have an unconscious thought that they can do whatever they want. It's I don't think they realize, like, they're making decisions And the basis of it is that they can do better next time, but there's not.
Nope.
There's not a next time, you know? And that is amazing for me. Wes and I are working on a project, a podcast called Building a Better Marriage. And so we're working on it. It's a work in progress, but we have been very convicted after a couple of acquaintances, friends of ours, a spouse passed away. And we were very convicted about wasting time, how we can pass, you know, ships passing in the night, you know, that kind of thing. Like, no, we want intentional marriage. We want to enjoy each other. We want to have fun, you know, and different, and with our family as well. But, you know, I think we have that unconscious, and many of you listening right now, I want you to hear it again. You have that unconscious act that you can do this. You have another chance, but we do not. We have to take every moment for the most that it can be, you know? And for me, it's people pleasing and guilt for not making everybody happy. And I'm not talking about people in my house, you know? Sometimes I do fall into that trap, but I'm learning that my Gaskin 7 are priority.
Yes.
And kindly, everyone else can wait, you know? Yes. So, and taking care of myself is very, very important, but that's not what we're talking about today. So anyway, I just wanted to share that. So I want to switch gears just a little bit. Are you still, I know you're postpartum and you're like, bro, I haven't had a chance to do this in a minute, but are you still like doing, I don't know, every time I see pictures of your home, I'm like, it's so pretty. Please come help me with my house. But like, are you like a repurposer? I feel like you're a DIY person to make your home pretty and calm. I feel like that's one of your goals in life, but I could be wrong. Like that's what I see when I see you.
I love that stuff. I love taking something that I aesthetically don't think is pleasing and making it into something that I personally think is, and it doesn't have to be aesthetically pleasing to you. It just has to be aesthetically pleasing to me and my family and functioning for me and my family. Yeah. I love that. I am finding that the more kids I have in this stage of life, it's harder to do that.
Yeah.
And I was listening to a podcast and they had older teenagers and they were saying the time to do DIY projects is when you have littles, cause you can put them to bed, nap times, and then do all your DIY projects. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, that is not true. For one thing, my kids don't all take naps at the same time. I don't know what these ladies were talking about, but that is not my experience. So I had to like take because there was two of them that were going, yes, do it when they're little. So I had to take that. I had to digest it and go, I think you're wrong. And I'm going to play with it. I'm not going to listen to that piece of advice.
That's funny.
But I'm still doing, you know, I still do what I can. I just don't, make myself feel guilty about all the projects I wish that I could do.
Sure. I understand. That's fun though. What would you say is one that you love the most that you still have hanging around?
We did a little coffee nook. And the whole little coffee nook was inspired by my friend who I was at her house sipping coffee. She made me a cappuccino. She made me I'm not going to think of which one it is, but it's in one of the Trim Healthy cookbooks. But she knew that was about something that was important to me. So she specifically made me one with like gentle sweet and everything. It was so sweet. And she told me the reason why she had that coffee nook was because she wanted people to feel she wanted to encourage hospitality in their house with her kids, and just having that little coffee nook was part of her hospitality structure. And so inspired by her, I had to go do the same thing.
Yeah, of course. So, I love that.
Yes. I have this little coffee nook that has this repurposed marketplace find that was almost a marital destroyer because I wanted my husband to like saw the legs off, but he didn't like square them perfectly. So then this like little wash table was uneven. Then we were trying to fix it, but you know how those things go.
I do.
Like, the littlest thing in a marriage can set you off, and suddenly you're not talking about the DIY project. You're talking about, you know, something that had happened 2 years ago and you're still bitter about it. Somehow,
And you're like, I just want to foster hospitality in my home, please.
But that coffee nook is still there, and I love it because it is like when people come over, they're heading toward the little coffee nook and pouring themselves
Oh,
a
yeah.
coffee.
Well, that's the first place I'd go. I'm
Yeah,
just going
of
to say, you
course.
know, I love the coffee.
So it may have almost, you know, paused our marriage for a second. It actually didn't, but
I
you know.
understand. Yes.
But it's still one of my favorite little DIYs that we did
That's,
together.
oh, I love that. That's darling. I, with work has been a lot lately, the past year and a half, 2 years. It's just, and my girls and Wes have really taken up my slack in the home with that kind of stuff. I still put my boys to bed and make sure all their papers are signed and all that. But, you know, and then the girls and I go to lunch and go shopping. So we're all connected. But that part of the making the house look and feel, you know, I feel like I've kind of detached from that a little bit in a season. But yesterday I had the day off. My calendar said, take off. Don't you dare schedule anything like on my calendar.
Amen.
I was like, do not. You are not allowed, girl. But anyway, I took some time for myself. I had lunch with my girls and I repurposed my little corner, you know, cute little thing in the kitchen. And it was really fun. And then I took a 2 hour nap and I don't want to gloat.
Oh,
I'm not bragging. I'm sorry, but like I
sounds
needed it.
heavenly.
I
Oh,
needed it, man. It
absolutely.
was Wes was like, did you really just fall asleep? Like I'm like, I did. He was like, when was the last time you've done that? And I was like, I needed it so much. But
I'm the same
anyhow,
way.
that's so good. Tell me about your website. Let's do the Healing Home one and then we'll talk about the recipes in a little bit. How can it minister, how does it minister to women?
So because of this is probably way too much for your audience to dive
No, you're
into, but
good. You're good.
for
Go.
those who don't know the loveliness that is having a blog or a business or an online ministry in any capacity, Google is kind of like the thing
Yep.
that you cater to when you have a website. And Google just went cray cray the last few months,
Yep.
not just the last few months, for quite a while. So a
I'm
lot of my stuff is
suffering a
in.
little bit from that, by the way. I might, if you know things, I'll pay you to help me. For
I know
sure.
very, I think everyone is just in like,
I think we're all like,
it's another like pioneer moment for us.
yes.
Like they just created an entire new, it's the wild, wild west out there again, as far as websites go. So everything's kind of shifting a little bit. I'm trying to relearn what audiences want, but healinghome.co is a place where you can go and get hopefully spiritual encouragement. There's articles there about motherhood, about you know, looking up Bible verses about, you know, worry. And, you know, it's a resource. But then also the secondary part of it is printables. So I have
I
a
love them.
significant amount of
Yes, you do.
printables for little kids. So everything from Bible printables. So if you need coloring pages for doing a, you know, a Jonah Bible lesson, you can find them there. All the way to like my morning menu printable is more for like an educational supplemental thing that you can do in the morning with your little
Yeah. Do
ones.
you homeschool your boys?
Well, currently, yes, which is a blast. But it's a lot when
Okay.
you're working too. So
Yes.
I do work inside of the home and outside of the home. And so then we homeschool too. So it creates quite a lot of unique dynamics.
A
But
bit.
yes, so that's those are the two kind of things right now that is on the healinghome.co is printables. I also have printables for moms too,
Yes.
like you shared this actually,
I did.
the homemaking planner.
Yes.
There's a free version of that, and then there's a membership version of that, and it's just laid out to just completely help you organize your everything from meal planning to cleaning to every
Yeah.
to
Tell me
organize.
about your membership. Tell me what's that about?
It's very simple. It's nothing super complicated. It's literally just a way to support what I'm doing and getting more printables out there. And the membership comes with the upgraded versions of the planner. And so you get the digital version, which is designed to be on an iPad or a tablet, so it has like the
Okay.
clickable tabs,
Yeah.
and you can like flip through it in a more dynamic way. And then it also comes with all the upgrades. So like recently I started doing meal planning based on seasons. So you get all those type of upgrades too. So we have a recipe section where you can put all your spring recipes and then you know, have a shopping list and all those type of things. If that is a way that you meal plan. And then it also comes with all the digital versions, the membership does all the digital versions of the Healing Homes magazine, which is a whole nother thing.
Yes. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So we have
Did you release that during some of our Tipsmas stuff?
It kind of started back then. Yeah. So all the digital versions of the Healing Homes magazine, which is a collaborative effort. You're not just getting my stuff. You're getting encouragement from many, many, many different ladies. And you get the digital cookbooks as well in the membership. But the thing that rotates and upgrades consistently every month is the homemaking planner. And then
is it all through email, or do you have like a website with like a login?
It's all through email. I've tried doing kind of a portal that hasn't really flown. It hasn't been received quite the way that it needs to be received for me to maintain it. So right now everything is
through email.
And then once we get to a certain threshold of membership people, we're going to start doing a monthly video that's just for members.
Oh, man, this was timely. I didn't know any of that. I didn't even know you had a membership. I'm like, wait, how much? What are we doing? What?
It's a newer thing. It's a smaller thing, but it's fun. But I'm hoping to get to that point where we're going to do our monthly video once we meet that threshold and you get to meet me in the kitchen and we get to do some fun kitchen stuff.
Yes. So, you're fun in the kitchen. Especially when those kids are in there with you.
Yes, I do enjoy having my kids.
Cleanup
takes a lot longer, but
I know. I'm like, no, I do all my videos in the kitchen when the boys are at school. I'm not. Oh, my brain! I just can't do it anymore. I'm not that girl. I just know myself. It's just best that way.
Yes. You should know yourself, and you should feel confident in yourself.
So would you say that your recipes are THM compliant or close?
This is funny because I think I just released my first recipe that might be negotiable on that. Okay. All of them.
And that's fine. I'm not negative Nilly, and I'm just asking a question.
Yeah. So it's my Einkorn dinner roll biscuits.
Okay.
It's the first one on the website if you go there. And I know like Glenda from Around the Family Table, she kind of has decided that certain bread flours, she like literally lumps it in. It is on plan. It's in one of her resource pages. And I know that's like negotiable with other people. So that recipe uses bread flour. And so I think I have like a little note in there that you have to make that decision. Is bread flour on plan for you, or is it a personal choice?
Yeah.
And then, but that's the only one that I can think of right now. But all the sourdough recipes are going to be more crossovers, and you really got to know your season in life.
Yeah.
And if you want to enjoy them.
It ain't mine. 1,000,000%. No thanks. It's fine.
Yeah. You have to know your season. You have to know what is freedom and what is
mine. I can sour some Einkorn for some overnight biscuits from Rashida. I can do that. That I can do. But this whole feeding something else, I can't.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes.
Nope.
You don't want the little pet in the kitchen that you have to also take care of.
Nope. We have too many things to keep alive here. A sourdough precious is not that. It's not. No. I'm paying my youngest daughter to keep my kefir alive on the counter.
Oh, boy.
Something that takes minutes.
And kefir, I've never been able to like get into. So it's fun because everybody has their own thing.
They do. Well, I have had, I know you probably keep up with my life and that's fine, but I have had a sinus infection for like a year. And yes, on a lot of antibiotics. And then I had surgery. I don't even know when that was, but I had surgery. So I was on 20 days of antibiotics. So the kefir has been very helpful to my gut because it was wrecked.
Are you feeling better?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. Good. It's still like it's sensitive sometimes. And of course the pollen count is like 2 million right now down here in Southwest Mississippi. But I'm not on any allergy medication. I haven't had to use my inhaler, so I am thrilled. Thrilled.
Praise God. I love that.
Good. Yes. Yes. All right. We need to wrap it up. What else would you like to share with us?
Man, we just covered a whole bunch of stuff.
I know.
So anything that I was going to mention, we kind of just naturally mentioned anyways.
Good. That's the way it should be. That's the way
it should be. Yes. The membership is great. The magazine. I love the magazine. The summer One just came out. I was going to have it here and I forgot it in the other room.
Okay.
But there's the Healing Homes magazine. The summer edition is I think quite beautiful. And it has
I'm sure it's amazing. All your stuff is beautiful to me. And that's what catches my eye with your post. I'm like, oh, that's so pretty. Oh, that's Rachel. Of course it's pretty.
Yes. The magazine has lots of different, it's not just me. So it's women from all over the country, and it's a pleasure and it's an honor to be able to put it together in a content. So, head over to either of the websites, Healing Home Recipes, if you want to grab some, you know, Trim Healthy Mama recipes or sourdough recipes or whatever. And the healinghome.co has lots of printables and spiritual encouragement.
Yeah. Do you feel like, one last question. Do you feel like women who do not have children in the home would benefit from your page? I do too. Yeah.
I think so. I think that we're all nurturers, whether we have children or not, and you're nurturing something I so believe that, because God just put that in our hearts that we have to take care of something, whether it's a plant, whether it's your kids, whether it's a sourdough starter or kefir, we are just, that's just part of what God put in our to nurture things.
So we're recording this the day before Mother's Day, and you're going to hear this the day after Mother's Day. So I launched a giveaway type thing, or a freebie. It's more of a freebie. My assistant kept saying, stop calling this a giveaway because everybody gets it. It's a freebie. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. me and words. Like, I'm like, it'll be fine. They'll figure it out. But anyway, so it's a freebie of a coffee masterclass that I did to kind of help people with coffee.
This.
Oh my gosh, I get so many questions about coffee and THM. But I did it for free for Mother's Day. And I, of course, said, you do not have to be a mother. Like any like mother figure, I don't know how I exactly worded it. But one of my clients who does not have children and will not be able to have children, she sent me a message just thanking me for recognizing her season and her group of people, I guess you will.
Yes.
And she is so precious to me. Oh my gosh. She is one of the most amazing encouragers that I have, and just darling, and has been through so much in her life and still continues to do that for others. It's precious. Mm-hmm. But she, you know, her and her husband are very involved in their church. They counsel people. They have so many friends. And I don't know. It's just, I just wanted to ask that since we talked a lot about children. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to mention that as well, because I think I have a tender heart to that because of what we've been through with our adoptions, you know, meeting so many women that could not physically and they adopted, or even the birth mothers who placed their children for adoption and maybe did not have other children. You know, I just wanted to be very sensitive to that today.
Yes.
So that even if you're not living out motherhood, maybe your child passed away.
Yes.
You know, that's a heart. It hurts. I cannot imagine.
No,
I cannot imagine. But you know, it's a tough time. Mother's Day is a tough time for a lot of people. You know, I just wanted to,
I've often thought I would be okay if that one just drifted off the calendar personally, because it's just, it's such a pain point. Even if you are a mother, we have pain points.
Oh, I know.
You go there, but
you're fine. You're fine. I have, you know, with us, it's our adoption. Our birth mother passed away on May 12th, 8 years ago. And that's what tomorrow is, Mother's Day. Today is birth mother's day. The day before Mother's Day is birth mother's day. It's just really difficult. And my kids keep graduating on Mother's Day weekend. I'm like, you guys, you know, it's just so much. But for me too, I have a lot of regrets. Like listening to you and knowing what you do, I just want to say I'm so proud of you, because there are a lot of regrets that I have, and I'm sure you have regrets too.
I know you're so many regrets.
But you know, those negative things creep in, and it is really hard to fight and say no. I love how you said that motherhood is redeeming as well, especially you know, with Jesus in the mix. I mean, it's so beautiful because kids have such short-term memories, and they are so forgiving. They are so forgiving.
It's
I just think that's a beautiful thing. Do you want to say anything else? Because I could talk forever to you, I think.
I so enjoy talking to you. It's such a joy. I can't think of anything that I really want to say besides that. If you're listening to this, just know that you are loved, and you can bring healing into your environment, whether or not you have 10 children, no children, a husband, whatever your whatever your environment is, you deserve to bring some healing into your, into your area, into
y'all deserve that.
Firm. Yes.
And we pray that y'all have felt the love of Jesus today, because I sure have. Yeah. This has been so good. Thank you so much, girl. I appreciate it. You want to tell them bye?
Bye now.
Bye, y'all.
Y'all have an awesome week. Thanks so much for listening. Hey, hit subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast listening app. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, y'all.